Previously on 221B Baker Street.
I've spoken to Bilal under Daddy's supervision. The only thing better than his character. Who am I kidding? His character is better than I ever imagined. Mom, Dad, I've made up my mind.
He's not Indian, but I suppose he doesn't look or sound like a black at least.
Sabera.
What now?
Can you bring me the kajur if it's not too dark for you?
Are you ready, my queen?
Chi, let's begin.
Alhamdulillah. I always wanted to start our love story with a love letter from our creator. Thank you, Zakia, for being my wife. I hope I too can be a means of making your every wish come true.
Dad, come with us, please. You will love Baker Street.
Scut, please stop nagging, Dad.
I'm not nagging, Viddy. I'm just going to miss Dad, okay?
And I will miss you, both of you. But remember, my dears, it's just a temporary separation.
Where do I even have time to pick up the phone?
You know what? Just keep them quiet before I lose it. Where's my chow?
In the microwave.
Can't even fix me a decent meal.
Mrs. Abbasid was sick, okay?
Mrs. Abbasid? Mrs. Abbasid is not my wife.
Mark the decorations to the entrance.
Decorations? All I see are shoes. Why don't these guys put their shoes where they're supposed to?
What are you doing?
My job, boss.
You can't take these people's shoes.
Why, boss?
It's stealing, which is against the law. You're under arrest.
It's not stealing, boss. These shoes they mess in the street, boss. But now, if I take it, I'm not stealing, boss. These people, they don't want it. That is why they throw the shoes. Me, I need the shoes.
And now, on 221B Baker Street.
Hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo.
Hello, Mo.
Sid, typical. Adds fuel to the fire and leaves it to explode in my face. Come on, answer. Answer, man.
Wasim's frustration increases as he sees the Mustalis are about to come to blows. Giving up on Sid, Wasim is just about to call for backup from the station when...
Brothers, brothers, brothers!
Shh, shh, shh.
Calm down, guys. It's the Imam. Respect, it's the Imam.
Good. Justice, finally.
Yeah, now you forget that is also our kind.
He's not. He's south. What's going on here? Have you no fear of Allah? Fighting outside the masjid? Come, come, brothers. Surely we should know better than this. Officer, what is the matter?
There's been a misunderstanding.
Then we should discuss this in a civil manner, not in the middle of the street. Come, we will gather at my house and discuss this peacefully.
Jazakumullah. Just give me a minute, please. Sid, where are you?
Behind you.
What the heck? Where did you go?
Someone had to call the Imam. You're welcome.
After an interesting discussion with Wasim and the Musallis, Bilal finally retires for the day. He thanks Allah for resolving the matter peacefully. However, the incident had taken much of his time, which meant that his own hours of working towards his income were decreased. He never accepted any compensation for his duties as an imam and counselor. He sincerely said,
my reward lies with Allah.
He had a separate business to earn his income, but recently it had taken a back seat. He looked around his humble abode. Its simplicity did not bother him in the least, but he felt a touch of disappointment at the sacrifices Zakia had to make. even if she always did it with a smile.
All this time I've been waiting for the lady of my life. Thank you, my Allah, for sending me my wife. She's a blessing from the sky above, like Adam had her wife.
Oh Allah, reward my wife for her patience abundantly.
Bilal?
Assalamu alaikum, Habibati.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Whoa, you look exhausted. I have just what you need. Come take a seat.
okay.
Close your eyes and open your mouth.
Are you poisoning me?
Do you ever give me a reason to want to poison you? Now just close your eyes.
Okay.
Zakia takes a teaspoon of one of Bilal's favorites and places it into his mouth. Bilal immediately recognizes the sweet taste.
And open your mouth.
Wow, it's honey. Jazakallah, that was lovely. Where did you manage to get this from? I was supposed to buy some for us, but...
Relax. Allah Ta'ala grants sustenance to whomsoever He wishes without any accountability. We received it as a gift.
Alhamdulillah. I didn't get to go to the shop today, so...
We'll be okay, inshallah. Please, stop stressing.
You are suffering. I'm so sorry. I can't thank you enough for being so understanding.
Love, it's okay. Money can buy a lot of things, but you know what? There's some things money can never buy. Alhamdulillah, you've given me more than money can ever buy.
And I praise you, Allah. We can be here for each other every night and day.
Everybody has their tribulations. And it's very rare, people that have happy time, wonderful life, all that, those people are rare. But Ibn Abbas said, the foundation of dunya, the best worship is waiting for the ease from Allah to come when you're in hardship. So if Muslims would just have that perspective, they would realize that if I'm just patient here with all these tribulations, I'm in ibadah. You could just be sitting in your house. And if you're muhtasib with Allah, you're in ibadah. But if you're there complaining and woe is me and everything's horrible and it's doom and gloom and it's all black and it's all dark, Allah will give you more things to complain about. And He'll give you some real things to complain about, because there's a hadith, if you complain about small calamities, Allah great. And that's why Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that in every ni'mah, there are three ni'mah. In every tribulation, there are three blessings. And the first one is that it could be worse than it is. That it's in your worldly matters and not in your deen. Like if you lose money, it's money. But if you lose deen, you lost everything. So that's a ni'mah. If it's لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا. I mean, if you think about it, he didn't say لا تصبنا. Do you see the dua? He didn't say لا تصبنا يا الله. Don't give us any calamities. He said لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا. Don't give us tribulation in our deen. We're going to get tribulation. And we know that. Because that's the nature of dunya. So you're going to get tribulation. But don't make it in deen. Make it in dunya. So that's a ni'mah. You lost your job. Alhamdulillah, I didn't miss my prayers. Alhamdulillah, I didn't lose my iman. Alhamdulillah, there's wudu and a place to pray. Because jobs come and go. But deen, once it's gone, Allahu alam if you'll ever get it back. And then the final one, it's in this world, it's fi dunya wa fi akhirah. As long as the musibah is in this world, it's a ni'mah. Because the real musibah is the musibah in the next world. So if you look at that and realize we're in blessing, wallahi, the whole lot of us. Some maybe more than others outwardly, more observable, but the whole ummah is in blessing, wallahi.
Inshallah, you'll have my deen in every single way.
Layles?
Yeah?
What's that brother-in-law of yours up to these days?
Bilal.
Who else?
I don't know, hey. preaching, probably.
Are they coping?
Don't know, don't care. I told Zach not to marry him.
Well, you speak to your sister every day, and you expect me to believe this?
I don't care. Her finances are her husband's business, not mine.
I see. Is he still going to go for Jamaat?
Think so. Zach might go worse. Why?
Give me his number.
Don't have it.
Well, get it.
Oh, okay. I'll just have to ask Mum. Sex got rid of her cell phone. Said a landline's good enough, but I know she just can't afford one. Stupid child. Should have listened when we told her not to marry an Alim.
You know what? Maybe I can help him.
You? Help Bilal? I want to see that.
What?
You know exactly what. But okay, I'll get his number. You can take your best shot.
Look, I'm doing business, not playing happy families. Don't confuse the two, okay?
Whatever you say.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wassalam. Tahir Patel here. Am I speaking to Bilal?
Yes. How are you, Tahir?
Good. Listen, I got your number from Leila. Is it possible to meet me tomorrow? I have something very important to discuss with you.
Okay, sure.
Great. Meet me at 10 o'clock at my office. Salam.
Wa alaikum salam.
Who was that?
Tahir.
Layla's Tahir?
Uh-huh.
What did he want?
To meet me.
Let me guess. You said yes?
His family after all, Sex.
Doesn't act like that. But yeah, I guess you did the right thing. Allah knows best. Just be careful, okay?
Always, my love.
After the missing shoe saga, both Wasim and Shamshir seem to have a case-free week, with nothing out of the ordinary happening. Wasim enjoyed the peace, taking the time to actually read the weekly newspaper, but Shamshir...
Nothing?
Cabinet reshuffles.
Nothing of importance? What?
There's a pic of you with a street sweeper in the newspaper.
So?
You're wearing the rainbow topi. The black one with the red, green and gold polka dot embroidery.
Oh, Simi, I envy you so much.
You envy me?
Your mind, it's so placid. So straightforward. Barely used. Mine is like an engine. Racing out of control, a rocket tearing itself to pieces. Trapped on the launch pad. I need a case.
You just sold one, less than a week ago. It's in the newspaper.
I need the next one.
No emails?
Dear Mr. Shamshir Ismail Dindar, a.k.a. Sid, my grandchild is behaving like Yajuj and Majuj. I think someone has made jadoo on her. Please, can you find out who did it? Desperate Dadi.
You should definitely take that case. I mean, now you can try outsmarting the evils of the unseen.
I'd rather play Cluedo with you.
No, we never playing that again.
Why not?
Because it's impossible for the victim to have done it.
It's the only possible solution.
It's not in the rules.
Then the rules are wrong.
Single ring.
Maximum pressure just under the half second.
Client. وزهت دنيا الحضور ثم قالت للحضور مرحبا بالحاضرين.
True to his words, Bilal makes his way to meet Tahir at his office.
مرحبا بالحاضرين مرحبا أهلا وسهلا.
You came.
A man's word is his honor. How are you, Tahir?
Couldn't be better. But I didn't call you to discuss my family's well-being. I have an offer you might be interested in.
Yes, I'm listening.
Look, call it a business venture of sorts. You do a job for me and I'll pay you.
Alhamdulillah, I'm not looking for a job at this moment in time. The shop is keeping me quite busy.
Yeah, okay. But you're not keeping the shop busy. Leila mentioned the financial struggles. I won't lie. I can admit it's tough being an alim in our community. People expect you to live on love and fresh air.
Well, from my personal experience, that's not what I found. Alhamdulillah. What can I help you with, akhi?
I hear you're going to India soon for Jamaat. Would you mind transporting a parcel to Surat for me?
What parcel is this exactly?
Nothing exactly, Aram. The way of transporting it might be strange, but I'm willing to pay you for helping me if you want.
Maybe you can tell me more about this parcel before I commit to anything.
Sure, but on one condition. Whatever I tell you is an amana. You know what an amana is, right, Molana? It means you cannot disclose it to anyone, not even your wife.
A nervous young lady takes a seat in the living room of 221 Baker Street. Wasim respectfully keeps his gaze lowered, yet Shamshir stares her curiously.
Said, lower your gaze.
For what?
Not like I could see anything other than her eyes.
It's called niqab. You're making her uncomfortable.
Just doing my job. Besides, if she's uncomfortable, why did she come here alone?
I'm here because...
Oh no, it's a love affair.
Absolutely.
Really?
Not.
Bummer. I really thought it was a love affair.
Excuse Simi, ma'am. Allow me to correct his observation. You're an orphan living with your grandparents.
Yes, but how do...
He identifies a software designer by his tie and a pilot by his thumb.
Sorry?
You carried a Sasa pension card in your hand as you entered, which is why you couldn't ring the doorbell properly. There are no wrinkles around your eyes, nor any weaknesses in your limbs. You're too young to be collecting your own pension.
How do you know I'm an orphan?
You haven't disputed it yet. The sudden cloud of sadness in your eyes.
Said?
So, you're too old to be the teenager behaving like Yajud and Majud, right?
What?
Another case.
So, what brings you here?
A very grumpy Tahir storms into his house, banging the door shut behind him.
Well, hello to you too.
I'm not in the mood.
Bad day?
Bad is an understatement.
What happened? Oh, you met Bilal.
Can you stop laughing?
Sorry. How did it go?
Well...
Tahir relates to Layla what transpired between him and Bilal.
No, Tahir. I won't be able to transport it without the Kimberley certificate.
Look, man, it's just a piece of paper. I assure you, the diamond was bought by me, not stolen.
It sounds like smuggling to me. Sorry. I can't help unless you get me the Kimberley certificate.
Look, Bilal, the certificate is an unnecessary formality. This way is just easier. What you're doing is not haram. And technically, it's not even against the law.
That sounds like smuggling to me. I'm sorry. I can't help you out here unless you give me the Kimberley certificate. It shouldn't be difficult if everything is legal, like you said. Once you have it, then we can speak, inshallah.
Layla anxiously listens to what Tahir has to say.
So, Mr. Goody Two-Shoes doesn't want to help you?
Exactly.
Why am I not surprised? He's just being nasty.
Yeah, I know, but it's going to cost me.
So get him the Kimberley certificate, then he can't refuse.
Yeah, okay.
You do have it, right?
Actually, I lost it.
What? You lost it?
Shh, don't tell anyone. They'll think the diamond's stolen. I could get arrested, Lails.
Well, can't you just get another one?
Obviously, but it will take too long. I'll lose a customer.
It's not illegal though, is it?
Lails, I'm no alim, but you really think I'm a criminal?
Shamshir and Wasim listen attentively as the young lady describes her situation.
I live with my grandparents. Recently, we found things going missing from our house. My grandmother suspects it's a domestic worker who comes in every alternate day. Can you help find the culprit?
That depends. Can you show us where you live?
The Nails?
Yeah?
Someone asked me if Danielle's adopted because he's so dark.
Oh, my color said Hamza and Danielle are top deck.
Now I know what they mean by the ugly truth.
Yeah, the truth hurts, eh?
Remember when we said we only wanted one child?
Yeah, who would have thought we'd have twins?
Ah, you know what? I wish Danielle could grow up in a society that's not prejudiced as ours. I pity our child.
I know, I do too. Sometimes I wonder if we should just put him up for adoption.
What?
What?
Baker Street, a Radio Islam International Drama Edition.
All rights reserved. Unauthorized broadcast permitted.